He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again. I gotta tell you, I've had a great week, despite the fact that my little old truck has once again been less than cooperative with me. Something's wrong with it, and I'm not sure exactly what it is. But a friend of mine's coming over a little later on today to take a look at it, and I'm sure everything will be fine. But the good news, well, the good news is that the weather is just perfect for the motorcycle. And I just happen to have one, so off I go here and there for milk, bread, a little soda, a little wind, and a lot of relaxation. The bad news, well, my son Seth has certainly grown some, and he and I discovered this week that the bike is not exactly the right fit for the both of us anymore. It gives me a good reason to buy a bigger one, perhaps. Maybe after the first part of the next year. I hope your day is going great. I am Jason Kirkman, the man trying to bring back the nickel soda pop, and, well, you know the rest of that story, and if you don't, well, you'll learn as we go along. And if you don't, well, just check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That is C-U-R-T-M-A-N. But for now, sit back, relax, and we'll get started right here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Blonde hat, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, and write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Running to and fro, working hard at the mill, never fails in the mail, there comes a rotten bill. Lord, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, so you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Hey, phone, something wrong, dime gone, will mail, I ought to sue the operator, telling me a tale. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been across the water, been a fighting in the war, army bump, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks, wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Lord, it's too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
That was Freddie Weller with Too Much Monkey Business. Here's Mr. Chuck Berry with Riding Along in My Automobile.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Here's the late, great Eddie Cochran with Drive-In Show.
Come on, baby, to a drive-in show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. When we're parking in the drive-in show, we'll be sitting in the moonlight row. Bend my penis to a candy bar, and you'll be cuter than a movie star. When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack. 6 hot dogs ought to be just right after such a wonderful night. Come on, baby, to a drive-in show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. When we're parking in the drive-in show, we'll be sitting in the moonlight row. I'll bet my peanuts to a candy bar. You'd be cuter than a movie star. When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack. 6 hot dogs ought to be just right after such a wonderful night. Come on, baby, to the drive-in show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. Doop, doop, doodly, 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 doo.
This story comes from Lakeland, Florida this week, when a woman there named Victoria Harrington received a ticket, not for speeding, but for having part of her license plate obscured by the dealership-issued frame screwed in with the plate. Now, in case you're wondering, the frame did not cover any of the numbers, letters, or stickers. They were all fully visible. The frame did, however, cover up part of the upper part of the license plate, which said myflorida.com. The Highway Patrol said those citations are issued at the discretion of the trooper. Now, thinking back, the best advice I ever got in my 15 years of law enforcement, 4 years of which was as a police chief, the best advice I ever got came not from a fellow law enforcement officer or an instructor. It came from watching an episode of the Andy Griffith Show when Andy Griffith told Barney Fife that their job was not to enforce the law so much as it was the spirit of the law. By the way, the dealership paid the ticket. You're listening to the Jason Kirkman Show.
When the Lordy, Lordy, Lordy is Friday, girl, you sure look good to me. Please don't excite me, baby. All of my
Well, friends and neighbors, I want to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show and remind you that you can go to my website to check out all of the stations that carry the program. My website is jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And a real quick thanks to all of the stations that do carry the program. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. It's so important. I am Jason Kirkman. This is the Jason Kirkman Show, coming to you from Studio 312, nestled in the south side of the Tularosa Basin in New Mexico. It's where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed.
You better stop, yeah! If you don't stop, yeah, I'm gonna put you down. Cause I can't take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop. Cause if you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Now you know you go out nights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now, what you trying to do? Trying to make me lose my mind. You better stop. If you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Yes, put you down. I don't wanna do it, but I'll have to.
That was Jackie Wilson with Stop Dogging Me Around. Here's that great comic duo, Homer and Jethro, with How Much Is That Hound Dog in the Window?
I believe we ought to sing, Homer.
Now?
Now. How much is that hound dog in the window? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. How much is that hound dog in the window? The one with the long mangy tail. I'll give you 2 bits for that hound dog. The one with the sad aching heart. For he looks so much like my girlfriend, I can't hardly tell them apart.
Of a dog is that?
That is a hot dog, Homer.
Boy, you mustered that up, didn't you?
I must take a trip to Louisiana, leave her and that hound dog alone, while I'm eating shrimp
and jambalaya. They'll be home a-gnawing a bone. I don't want a monkey or a baboon. I don't want an old muley cow. I don't want a crappie or a catfish.
Ooh.
A catfish could never meow.
That's cute.
How much is that hound dog in the winder? With a basketball nose on its face. You know what a basketball nose is. It dribbles all over the place.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high.
Iacocca, the individual credited for the first Ford Mustang, once said, "The only rock I know that stays steady, the only institution I know that works, is the family." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
No thunder, no lightning, no showers in your eyes. No dark nights, cause they're frightening. No me with a disguise. And when you feel good, well, I feel good too. I wouldn't put nothing over on you. This morning, without warning, she dropped in on me. We sat there, but that there girl means nothing to me. While she was scheming, well, I was dreaming of you. I wouldn't put nothing over on you. I happened to be kissing your best friend who lived next door. And in an unfortunate sequence of events, the next day the whole town was talking about me behind the fence. But don't believe a thing you hear until you talk to me. I wouldn't put nothing over on you.
unfortunate sequence of events. The next day the whole town was talking about me behind the fence. But don't believe a thing you hear until you talk to me, 'cause I wouldn't put nothing over on you.
Well, friends and neighbors, that does just about wrap up this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. And once again, I'd like to thank you for spending this portion of the day with me. It is a fantastic day. I'm going to remind you of that again in just a few minutes, I promise you. I want to tell you, if you're making some late year vacation plans, or you're thinking about even maybe just getting away, having a great time, maybe even considering seeing a part of the country that you've never seen before, might I recommend southern New Mexico? There is a reason they call us the land of enchantment. It's a good reason, too, I promise you. You can check out all we have to offer here in our local wondrous land by going to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. These sites are always linked at my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, do check out the blog and send me an email, because I say it every week and it is very, very true. I just love getting emails. I really do. Today's program is brought to you, as it is always, through the courtesy of todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been around a long time, and I'm telling you what, I use the products, and they're fantastic. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite products is the degreaser. It's great for cleaning out the stovetop, the oven, and the barbecue grill. My favorite, the barbecue grill. I might have to jump on that one a little later on today, too. Todaysfullerbrush.com. Check them out. And as always, friends and neighbors, don't forget to spend time with the ones you love. That's what life's all about. Quality time, especially with the kids. That's the way you and I together will bring back the Nickel Soda Pop. So also, as I say every week, don't forget to lend somebody a helping hand, someone that's in need. As my friend Rocky says, just do something nice for somebody. And that's the truth. I love Rocky to death. She's a fantastic person. I am going to leave you right now, here in just a moment, with a fantastic song. I dug this up in my archives. It's Jimmy Ricks. It's called It's a Good Day, and it is. I'm going to see you next time on this fantastic station right here for the Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget to check out my website again at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And remember, no matter what, you're the one. You are the one who decides whether or not it's going to be a good day. So make it one. It's going to be one for me. Here's Jimmy Ricks.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song. And it's a good day for moving along. It's a good day. How could anything go wrong? It's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the truth. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get a going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you gotta ride away, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. It's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a show. And you know you gotta ride away. It's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. It's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day.